بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit regarding Al-Hajj, pilgrimage, and also the rulings regarding to that. And tonight we will talk about staying in Mina and Tawaf al-Wada', staying in Mina and Tawaf al-Wada'. It's a must to spend most of the night of the 11th and the 12th in Mina. On the 12th, those who want to hasten to leave may leave, and then there will be another day left, and that is the 13th. It's a must for those for the nights of 11th and 12th, and for those who want to leave early on the 12th, they may leave before sunset on the 12th day of the Hijjah. Exception are those who may have state of illness or the like, if they need to move and stay outside Mina, then they may do so. Stay outside Mina, spending these nights outside Mina, they may do so. These are known as Ahlul A'dhar, the people of excuses, of legal excuses. And as to those who hasten on the 12th, if they cannot leave due to no legal excuse, then they must stay until the 13th. Case, if people prepare their luggage and take their mounts, but then they were delayed due to the traffic jams, and then the sun set, and then the sun sets that day before their departure from Mina, then they may leave because they were delayed involuntarily, not because of their choice. They have to leave to go for Tawaf of farewell, Tawaf al-Wada'. This must be their last encounter with the house, with the Kaaba. Tawaf al-Wada', those hastening on the 12th and those completing on the 13th, must, before they leave, must perform Tawaf al-Wada', the farewell Tawaf, before their departure from Mecca. And this is an obligation, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا ينفر أحد حتى يكون آخر عهده بالبيت. None should proceed and leave Mecca until they make Tawaf as their last thing before leaving the house. And then there is an exception, and the exception was given in the hadith for the menstruating woman or woman in postnatal bleeding. There is no farewell Tawaf for them. There is no farewell Tawaf for them. So if she already had made the Tawaf of Ifada, the Tawaf of Hajj, she can leave. Also, the person in a state of sickness or illness, if his degree of illness reaches a state where he cannot walk or even cannot perform the Tawaf carried, then in this case he may leave and there is no expiation upon him. He may leave and there is no expiation upon him because of his incapacity. The Tawaf is wajib, is an obligation, by the agreement of the majority of the scholars of Islam. It is permissible for the person to delay Tawaf al-Ifada, which is Tawaf al-Hajj, until the time he intends to leave Mecca, and then this tawaf of Ifada will be like his tawaf of farewell, because there is no dalil, there is no evidence to indicate otherwise. Because tawaf al-Ifada, the farewell tawaf, is not intended for its essence in itself. Rather, what's intended is that the last encounter of the Hajj shall be the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And accordingly, if he intends to delay, then he makes intention that the tawaf of Ifada is the tawaf of farewell. He makes the intention that his tawaf of Ifada is the tawaf of farewell. And if he combines the niyyah for both, and if he combines the intention for both, then there is no harm. Now, leaving Mecca has certain situations which we must learn. Number one, if he leaves Mecca, if the Hajj, the person performing the pilgrimage, leaves Mecca to his country or his city, then the farewell tawaf is a must. This is the first situation. If the pilgrim leaves Mecca for his city or his country, then the farewell tawaf is a must. Second, if he leaves Mecca to other than his city or country with the intention to return, then we have two opinions. First opinion, it's a must. It is still a must to perform the farewell tawaf. The second, it's not an obligation, because in fact he is not considered to have left Mecca, since he wants to return to it. The third situation, if he intends to go through another city leading to his own, for example, he intends to go to his city by way of Medina. So he goes to Medina first on his way to his town or his city or his country. Then in this case, he makes the farewell tawaf, because in reality he had departed Mecca. If he stays in Mecca waiting for his company, then it is not an obligation upon him to repeat the farewell tawaf. Farewell al-wada'. Similarly, if he encounters a problem upon finishing the tawaf of farewell, if he encounters a problem with his car or means of transportation, and then he stays in Mecca to fix this problem, then it is not also an obligation to repeat this tawaf. However, if he makes tawaf of farewell and begins to do business transactions and trade, then in this case he repeats the tawaf. If he stays for some business and transactions, commerce, then in this case he repeats the tawaf. But if he goes to buy certain things for himself or to take with him to sell in his country, or gifts, let's repeat this. If he goes to buy certain things for himself or buys something, not to sell here, or buys something with him as a gift for people in his country, so please correct that in the text, then in this case there is no harm upon him. But it is preferable that he buys these things before his tawaf. It is preferable that he buys these things before tawaf. Another case, if a menstruating woman leaves Mecca and then becomes pure after leaving Mecca, then it's not an obligation upon her to return to make tawaf of farewell. However, if she becomes pure before leaving the residence of Mecca, then it's an obligation upon her to return. However, if she becomes pure after leaving the residence of Mecca, and even within the haram, larger haram area of Mecca, then there is no obligation upon her to return. Finally, if a person leaves Mecca without performing the tawaf, then there is an obligation upon him to expiate by slaughtering an animal and offering that to the haram, to the poor in the haram. Even if he returns, then he still has to offer the sacrifice as an expiation. This brings the end of this discussion for tonight on the staying in Mina and on the tawaf of farewell. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.